devotion for the family and friends of Hope Lutheran Church, Calgary, May 13th. Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things, Jesus told his friend when he was at dinner with her family. These words could be addressed to me these days. I'm tired of waving to my family from a safe distance. I want to hug them. I'm tired of leading video worship. I would like to see more people in the congregation and have more face-to-face conversations. And I am worried about relaunch in our province. I feel confident going to the church. I know who I will meet there, and I know the precautions that we have all agreed to take to protect one another and ourselves. When I go to other places, I don't know who I will contact. When I was at the grocery store last week, there was a teenage couple in front of me. I don't think they were brother and sister by the way they were standing with each other, and they were crowding the person in front of them. I was glad I was behind and able to keep a safe distance. Many anxieties run through my mind lately, and sometimes I don't even have the words to express my need in prayer. I'm used to talking to God more or less all day long. I pray for others and myself. I lift up situations I see to God, asking for blessing. Please get that person home safely, I pray, when a driver is aggressive. Really, God, you know all these people through and through, I say when I'm in a crowd. Give me some words to say. Or not, I ask when I'm talking to someone in need of an open heart and a listening ear. But in these confusing days, it's hard even to know what to pray. I am comforted by Paul's insight in Romans chapter 8. He writes, "The Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words." If I don't know how to pray, the Spirit will pray for me. Or I can remember a story I once read. A farmer was caught in his field at prayer time without his prayer book, so he recited the alphabet. "God," he prayed, "please arrange these letters into the prayers that I want to pray." When I am distressed about my wordlessness, I sometimes just recite the alphabet. God knows my heart and will give me all that I need when I turn to him with lovely words, with letters of the alphabet, or with no sound, only great, inexpressible need. Peace be with you this day.